very honored to introduce Pastor Paulus. I've known Pastor Paulus for over 25 years. back about 40 plus years ago, he and his wife moved from southern India to northern India and started a ministry to the leper colonies. There's over 4 million lepers in India, and he and his wife worked very diligently reaching out to them, both their spiritual needs and their physical needs. After his wife passed away, he started a children's home for the 15 of the children from the leper colony. If they're allowed to live apart from their families, they don't become infected with the leprosy. And then they're able to grow up to be, you know, productive citizens. Pastor has endured a lot of persecution as India has gotten more and more Hindu, but he has remained steadfast to the Lord and praising him, and I'm very honored to be able to introduce him to you. So,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Good morning. It's a joy for me to be here this morning, and I praise God for his wonderful leading. Thankful to you all, especially Pastor Brandon and Brother Jim. And when I wrote to him that I would be coming, he said, "Welcome, please come." So he told me that I will take you a new church. And that's the way I came here this morning. I was really praising God, sitting there listening and singing with the team. They were singing that our Jesus, our Lord, who has risen from the dead, is seated on the throne. And I wanted to add one more thing, that he is not only seated on the throne, but the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2 says, he is walking among us. He is walking in front of us. He is an omniscient God. He knows everything. He knows my heart and your heart. He searches you and me. So, praise God for this wonderful morning. As you know that I am from India, so I don't speak American English. So please listen carefully. And the Britishers who were in India many, many years, they taught us English. And now we Indians also teach others. 26 long years I taught in the school. I taught English and other subjects, and so I can speak little bit English, and I know that there may be mistakes, or I make mistakes, but as Parjan said, grammar never save people. Grammar, because in a great big meeting, after the meeting, a well studied man came to him and said, "Mr. Spurgeon, your message was so good, but Listen, there are a lot of grammar mistake you did. A man who was born and brought up in England, never studied so much, but he said to him, the Lord, with whom I serve, he enables me to preach. He gives me language. And he makes people to understand. And said, Mister, so thank you for your advice. But listen that grammar never save anybody. But the message, when I preach, I know that the Holy Spirit work and it tests the heart of the people, and people came to the Lord. And people come to the Lord, he was telling. So I wanted to say a few things about the country India. You have already heard. I don't know whether someone came here from India, ever explained to you, to tell you, or but I wanted to speak something about the country India. I don't know how many minutes I have. Oh, thank you so much. And I tell you that you go to India and now you go to any church, at least 2 clocks, wall clocks will be, one will be here, one will be there. And so anywhere I go, I search the clocks, but no clocks are here. Thank you so much. That is the way of the Lord. That is what the Lord speaks to us. India is one of the most populated countries in the world. 1.4 billion people lives in a country which you and I cannot compare with this country. This country is 4 times bigger than India, but our country is 4 times bigger than population. See, how can you believe that only 1/3 of the size of America and lives there 3 times bigger than population, 1.42 billion, whereas here only 35 million people in America. That is the reason, you know, America, see, when people comes from different countries, they welcome them and they stay and they work here and they leave. So anyway, I wanted to tell you that. And this India, we have 29 states, 7 union territories. Union territory is a small place where the central government directly controls and reign. But otherwise, all other states have their own rules and regulations and ministers, chief ministers and other ministers. So these 29 plus 7 states, there are 16 major languages we have in India. Hundreds of other languages are there. And I was born in the southern part of India called Kerala, and it is like Florida. And so from there, I traveled to 1,500 miles to north, reached New Delhi, and on the suburb from New Delhi, we started to live and serve the Lord. I had to learn another language, Hindi. That is our national language. And I had to learn because I wanted to preach the gospel. I wanted to convey with the people. Unless I know the language, I cannot do so. I spent almost 18 months to learn and preach the gospel, the other language. And I know at least 5 different languages. And I can understand and I can speak, and we do it for the glory of God. I prayed, Lord, help me to learn so that I may preach the gospel to these people. Millions and millions of people dying without Christ. And you know that the main religion in India is Hindu. And they have 70% of the people are Hindus and 27% of Muslims, and then Christians only 3.5%. And you know that Christianity came to India 2,000 years ago, but in America, I think more than 300 years. But still there are places, there are people, they never heard about Jesus Christ. And millions of people die without Christ. They go to the eternal hellfire. So we Indian Christians, we try our level best to do, but now, last 5 years, a government who rules and runs this country, they are actually Hindu people. They wanted to make India as a Hindu nation. But still, it is not done by them because they cannot do it. There are the oppositions and problems, but wherever they rule in different states, they have passed bill against Christians, and we cannot now go out and preach the gospel. We cannot now go and distribute a tract. Suppose we do it, and the police will get us, and they'll take us to the police station, and in the end, they put us into the jail. Very stringent problem are there, I tell you. Very. So even then, the Lord is working. We cannot go and preach the gospel, but we have freedom to tell personally. We can meet people personally, and we can talk to them. And in this country, and 143 crores, we in India, we say that crores, that is 1.43 billion people among us. 4 million lepers are there. Do you believe that? Have you ever seen a leper? In America, there is lepers. And you go to the state of Alabama, and you can find lepers. But they will never come out of their camp. They will never. So nobody can understand if there are lepers in this country. Dear friends, how we started this leper ministry? In 1979, it is a summertime, June. It's very, very hot season. You know that 51 degrees centigrade, that is over 130 degrees Celsius. And one Sunday after the worship, we were taking rest, and we heard a sound outside, knocking at the gate. And I went out and saw someone. His hand both were bandaged and legs were bandaged, and I opened, and he asked me to give something, and I just gave 1 Indian rupee. In those days, 1 Indian rupee, for us it was a big amount, and I gave him. Then I asked him, I understood that he is a leper, and I asked him about his whereabout. And he told me that in so and so place we live. And then I asked how many people are there. He told me that around 200 people are there. And it is, I tell you, the next Sunday evening, me and my wife both went to that colony. And on the roadside, they were making very small huts. And to get into that hut is itself very difficult. But we went there. And I was really upset seeing these people, living condition. They had no food, no proper clothes, no living space, but they were pulling on there. And when we both went there, they have a committee, and they have president, secretary, and all these things. The president came to me and asked me, "Sir, why did you come here?" I told him that we have come to pray for you. We wanted to pray for you. These people, I tell you, never exposed themselves. And because of their terrible disease, people never want to go to them. But we have decided to go to them. We started from next Sunday onwards. Every Sunday evening, we go there and we call all of them, make them to sit there. And we started to sing. And we shared the gospel. And we prayed for them. And I told them that they were living because they go out every day begging on the streets. And they cannot go to house, but they go to the streets and bus stop and waiting places, and they get money. That's the way they were living. And I told them that the Lord will definitely provide. We are serving a Lord who lives. A Lord who healed a leper while he was on this earth. Not only one leper, he healed so many. Thousands, any kind of disease, when Jesus touched them and told them that, they were immediately healed. So I told them that Jesus Christ can help you. Open the doors and Jesus Christ can help you. And after 5 years, a pastor from this country, the first time I saw him, one of my friends from other state, and he called me and told me that so-and-so brother from the States, he is coming to you, and please keep him at least for 2 to 3 days and arrange a meeting. And I tell you that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days he stayed with us. On Sunday evening, I just asked him, "Brother Smith, did you ever see a leper?" He told me that, no, brother, I wanted to see. I took him to the leper colony from one end to other end. We were walking and he was watching. Came back, sat on the floor. He started to weep. I still remember how he was weeping. I was really upset. He said, "Paul, are they human beings?" This man went to other state with whom he has connection, and he told him, "Brother Thomas, you please, when you get time, go to Faridabad and see the lepers, how they live, and do something for them." He also came and I took him, and he has decided to do something. That is the way. Leper colony in Faridabad, at the moment, suppose you go there, you won't believe that it is a leper colony. They all live in good houses. It is true that it is on the side of the road, but they made houses with the bricks and cement. See how the Lord is doing. The Lord can do wonderful things. See, and one time when I came to this country, an Indian, when I went to a church, there was an Indian brother, and after the meeting, he met me, and he asked me, "Paul, are you coming to this country as a beggar?" I told him that, yes. I told him that I am begging, not for me. And I told these lepers, "We will beg you, you don't go." The Lord has been good to us, and he has been doing wonderful things. And this morning, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, and the most important, I mean that the most wretched people, people don't want to go to them. And these Hindus, they prepare some food and take it and give to them, they run away. But last 42 years, I tell you, we go to them, sit with them, talk with them, I shake hands with them. One day, my wife told me that it is good to go there and preach the gospel, share whatever, but this is not good. You are shaking hands with them. I told her, "How can I show that I love you?" Don't misunderstand me. In 2003, when I came to Alabama for an international conference of Gideon's International, 4 days I stayed there. Over 2,000 people were there. Most of them are from this country. I know in between we have time, we just walk here and there and meet each other and introduce each other. And few sisters, all these 4 days, when they meet, they read my name and the country. "Oh, Brother Paul from India." Shake hand with me and say, "I love you." Four days, I was hearing and hearing and hearing. Sister says that, "I love you, brother." And the last day, I wanted to ask a question to any one of the sisters. When she came, I told her that, "Sister, I have a question." She was, her face were changed and looked into me. And I said, "Sister, when you say I love you, are you really speaking?" She never expected such a question, but she said, "Paul, when we say, I love you, it speaks from our heart." That was really encouraged me. Encouraged. So I told my wife, we go there just giving something and just sharing the gospel and coming back. No use at all unless we show our love in action. That is what love. So, dear brothers and sisters, and now I tell you, in Delhi itself, Delhi is the capital of India, more than 5,000 lepers living in different places, making small huts and making a colony. And government wanted to take them away and throw them away, but they never go. They never go. In Faridabad, I tell you, when the government came with the officials and asked them to go from this place and go out of the city, they never go. And they brought the missionaries to clean the places, but all these people with their hands and legs, when we see it, nobody can approach them. These Hindus never do that. They run away. They cannot work. And even if Suppose I go to somewhere and say that I am a leper, I wanted to work. Oh, they'll ask me to go away. There is no job, no work for you. And see, this is what actually the situation in India. There are so many, in southern part of India, in Kerala, I tell you that, government has arranged a special hospital for them and keep the lepers there. And they also never permit them to go out and beg. Government provide everything there, but not in North India. People are very, very crude, and people don't want to go to them and don't want to support them. But dear brothers, suppose somebody has found that he is a leper. A health worker, a sister, once visiting a home, and she saw an old man. And that old man has some signs on her, on his hand, and she called him separately and said, "Come to the office, I will talk to you." So he went to the health center, and she told him that, "You are a leper, and your signs, these signs in your hand tells that you are a leper." That man started to cry and said, "Madam, please, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anyone of our house. And once they hear that I am a leper, I will be out and they will throw me out." So she promised that, "I will not tell, but you have to take this medicine continually, regularly." So this is what the condition, this is the way they come out. See, once somebody come to know that so-and-so person in our home is a leper, never allowed to stay back there. Many people ask me, "Paul, you are going to lepers for so long years. Don't you have any problem?" I told him that I don't have any problem at all. See how it spreads. Suppose I stay with them for a long time. Because of their air comes out from the nose and the mouth. And suppose we experience a long years with them, definitely leprosy will come to us. But we don't stay with them. We go to them sometimes for 1 hour, sometimes for 2 hours. That is what we do, and we come back. See, there are lot of children among them. They have a lot of children. They never go to a school. They don't have proper food, no proper dresses, proper medicine. And finally, what happened that these children also will get leprosy. One day, a doctor said, "Suppose if you take these kids for 14 long years, separate them from the parents, they will be totally free from leprosy." And a few years ago, we were talking about it, but we had no money to start a children's home for leprosy kids. And one day, a man came to my son. My son is a musician and singing for the Lord. And he went to a place for a meeting, and another brother met him and asked him, "Edwin, what are you doing?" And he said that, "See, God has given this gift of singing for the Lord, and I do it. Wherever people calls me, I go and sing. Then we have village evangelism, church planting, and all these things we do." And then he said, "And my mom went to be with the Lord on 2011, January 15th. 2 weeks before, she called me and asked me to start a children's home for leprosy kids. And he said, I wanted to do that, but we have no money. That brother told him, go back to Faridabad, talk with your dad, and tell me how much your Indian rupees you wanted to start. What he said that, for starting, whatever money comes, I'll give you. But that is will be only one-time support. So I told him, Edwin, you write to him, tell him that we need 75,000 rupees. Immediately he sent it. That was in 2011, April. And the Lord has enabled us to start it. And we never have written to anybody. And we never asked anybody. But the Lord opened the way. See, this man paid this much amount, and slowly people started to come to know, and they are supporting this ministry. And 15 kids are there, and two boys passed their 12th grade this last March, and one went to a Bible college and he wanted to study Bible and he wanted to serve the Lord, and that is our desire. And all these 15 kids, Lord, help them to understand when they grow and when they are able to do that, they may go and serve the Lord in this country. And another boy, he got admission in ITI, that is Industrial Training Institute. That is a 2-year course. Once he passed this course, he will have definitely get a job. And now, one girl and one boy is studying in 12th grade, and three children studying in 11th grade, and like that, all these 15 kids are studying very well, and the school where they go, and the teachers are very much happy. And one girl, I tell you, every exam, she is now in the 10th grade, and in every exam she gets the highest mark in the school. And like this, these kids are all very much, you know, talented. One girl, I don't know who taught her, who said that she herself stitched the clothes for girls. And we have 5 girls, and she stitches, and she learned it. And so likewise, all other boys and girls, they are all gifted, and the Lord is using them. Yeah. Pray for these kids. And you will get a brochure. I kept it there. In that, you can see the pictures of the children. And when they came to the children's home, how they were, and now how they are doing, and pictures are there, I have written there, and I have mentioned about what is leprosy. Leprosy is a chronic infectious disease caused by a bacterium that attacks skin, flesh, nerves, etc. It is characterized by nodules, ulcers, white scaly scabs, deformities, and wasting of body parts. Leprosy is a contagious, and people get leprosy from others by constant touch and close contact. The Bible says leprosy is caused by unholy and unclean living and by breaking God's commandment. Only God can heal and fully cleanse a leper. India has 4 million lepers. Many of these lepers have no finger, no eyes, no nose, no ears, and no toes on their feet. Most of them cannot work. So, dear brothers and sisters, and read this brochure from beginning to the end and see the pictures. And I pray that the Lord may work in your heart. As I told you that everywhere, wherever I go first time, I always challenge our dear ones. If you can come to India at least once in your lifetime, and you can see this with your own eyes, once you see them, see the situation, I tell you, your life totally will be changed. You will be committed your life for the glory of God. So please, I challenge you also, anyone who wanted to come to India. Many people say that it's a country, the climate, we cannot afford it, we cannot, but that's the only thing, the problem we face, not all the 12 months. In the month of December and January is the worst, and we also have 1 degree sometimes, you know, but you can come December, January, even November last. So pray, decide. And also, we need your help. Now I tell you that government of India has very strictly, they say that no money from USA for Christian ministries. And suppose you give me a check from the church, I cannot deposit in India. No bank will accept it, because from the government, union government, they have very strictly asked the banks, don't accept any check, any money from the churches or any organizations. Suppose it is your personal check, that will be okay, but otherwise, no. So, I just wanted to close down this section by reading a portion from the Bible. I wanted to read from, if you have a Bible with you, please turn with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22. I want to read for you, and if you have Bible, open it and see it and try to read. It is like that. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Did you read? If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. And I ask the people, ask our Christian people, read like this. Don't read, if any man, read, if I love not the Lord Jesus Christ, I be anathema, maranatha. That is the way you want to read it. Then only you will understand the seriousness. Lord, am I anathema? Am I cursed? If I don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, as I told you in the beginning, what is love? You have to read, you have to learn that. What is love? Love is not that, come and say, Paul, I love you, God bless you. That's good, very good. But that is not love. When God the Father, he saw the humanity living in sin. We read in John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world. Not finished there. That he gave his only begotten son. By giving his son, he loved the whole humanity. When God the Father loved me, he gave his son. Again, when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the last verse, Paul says, I'll show you a great way. And immediately start chapter 13 concerning the love. Love is a way. So dear brothers and sisters, God bless you, and I am so grateful to you, thankful to you for giving me this opportunity and listening very carefully. And you have a responsibility now to pray for this ministry and continue to pray. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Yeah.
We want to pray for you.
Thank you.
Are there any specific things that we can be praying for?
Pray for this children's home and the ministry among lepers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you all join me in prayer this morning? Yeah. In fact, if you feel led, you're welcome to just gather around up here as we ask for God's grace this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this simple but powerful lesson on love. Lord, your word says that we're not to love in word only, but also in deed, in our actions, God. And Lord, I thank you for this example of that in Pastor Paulus, as he has devoted his life to serving you and to serving the outcast and the downtrodden, Lord. God, I pray that you would give us all a passion for you,
yes,
a drive, a desire to see your kingdom come, to see you glorified, God.
Yes.
A greater longing for you in all of our lives, Lord.
Yes.
And God, I pray that you would also give us a compassion for those around us. God, those who are hurting, those who are suffering, those who, Lord, that the world just cast aside.
Yes.
God, I pray that you would help us to see with your eyes and to love with the love of Christ. And God, I thank you for Pastor Paulus here as he has been serving you and the lepers and the children around him, Lord God.
Yes.
God, I pray that you would give him a great strength, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, that you would empower him for the ministry that he and his brothers and sisters are doing in the nation of India.
Yes.
God, I pray that you would provide for them, Lord.
Yes.
God, you know their needs. You know what financial and material needs they have. And God, I pray that you would supply, Lord.
Yes.
Your word says that you supply seed to the sower. And that we are to give generously, God. And I pray that you would continue to provide seed,
yes,
as he sows there, Lord God.
Yes.
God, I pray for just effectiveness and open ears as he shares the gospel and the love of Christ. God, I pray that it would be received and held on to, Lord, that many people would come to know you through the work that's being done there, and that there would be a power of the word of God that would go forth that would turn hearts to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray for effective and fruitful labor in the Lord.
Yeah.
God, I pray that you would help Pastor Paulus to know that his labor in the Lord is not in vain, that he can continue to stand firm and rely on your power, God.
Yes.
And God, we pray for those who are in the home there for the children. God, I thank you that you are doing works among them, that you are helping them to grow and to develop into men and women of God.
Yes.
And we just pray that you would continue to speak into their lives, Lord, that they would know you just personally as their Savior and Lord, and that there would be a life and a joy in that place that is just representative of your love and the filling of your Spirit there, God.
Yes.
God, I pray for all the work that's being done, that you would bless the laborers and that you would bless the work of their hands.
Yes.
Lord, that you would receive all glory and that many people would be saved through what is happening there.
Yes.
God, we ask for your mighty power in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are interested in supporting Pastor Paulus's ministry in any way, we can get those details to you. As he shared a little bit, it's hard for us. We are not able to send a check to him as an organization, but we can work out details if you're interested at all. At this time, we are going to continue in prayer. And if you have any needs this morning, we're going to have a place back in the corner over there where you can go and receive prayer. And we are going to close out our service in some worship in just a few moments.